Usman Khan's lawyer admits terrorists may have deceived him and authorities by appearing reformed. By Victoria Friedman on December 2, 2019. The lawyer of convicted terrorist Usman Khan has admitted that his client, who killed two people and injured three in a stabbing rampage on Friday, may have deceived him and authorities by appearing to reform and reject radical Islam before his release. Wajahat Sharif told The Times that Khan seemed positive during his last meeting with his client before his release in December 2018, saying the convicted terrorist even talked about getting married, painting a picture of a changed character who was engaging with the reformatory system. The lawyer said he was about to be released and he wanted to go over a few things. It seemed to be going well for him. He was engaging with probation and the prison authorities and talking about marriage when he got out. There was nothing alarming about what he said. It is possible he deceived me. He was clever enough to do something like that, Mr. Sharif said. The terrorist lawyer added that Khan didn't seem extreme and claimed that he must have got depressed, which resulted in influencing him to attack and kill. Voluntary engagement in de-radicalization programs next to none at one jihadi prison unit. The admission comes as a separate Times report revealed that an increasing number of Islamist extremists are refusing to engage in prison de-radicalization programs. The newspaper of record referenced a Ministry of Justice study from earlier this year that programs in jihadist exclusion units were failing because many of the inmates had refused to engage in aspects of the centers, especially interventions to support disengagement from extremism and address their offending behavior. One source told The Times that at one unit, engagement was next to none. The Moj admitted that it was unclear what results these de-radicalization programs were producing, with a report saying there was limited evidence of what assessments and interventions are the most effective for extremist offenders. Khan had initially refused to engage in a de-radicalization program. He later became involved with a healthy identity intervention, which is meant to encourage desistance and disengagement from extremist behavior. Former prison governors had criticized the program because prisoners knew how to game the system with their responses to appear compliant and on the path to reformation. The prison service has no idea about how to cope with terrorists, Mr. Wilson added. Cambridge University vice chancellor defended Khan's de-radicalization program, despite deaths of two alumni. Professor Stephen Toop praised the extraordinary Learning Together program organized by Cambridge University's Institute of Criminology and suggested there were no plans to end it, despite the deaths of two of the institution's alumni. Cambridge alumnus Jack Merritt, 25, was the coordinator at the Learning Together program in London, while 23-year-old alumnus Saskia Jones was a volunteer. It was during the event that Khan began his attack, killing both Mr. Merritt and Ms. Jones and injuring three. Civilians apprehended Khan shortly after on London Bridge before armed police shot the terrorist dead. Professor Toop told BBC Radio 4's Today program, "It's done extraordinarily good work, and in fact in a 2016 government review of prison education by Dame Sally Coates, she held it up as an example of best practice. Yes, this a dreadful, horrible, tragic situation, but we must put it in the context of 5 years of extraordinary work." Usman Khan's 2010 accomplice arrested on suspicion of terror offenses. In 2010, counter-terror police arrested Usman Khan for his part in a plot to bomb the London Stock Exchange and pubs in his home city of Stoke, as well as for planning to establish a terrorist training camp in Pakistan. Police arrested others in his radical Islamist terror cell known as the Nine Lions. The Telegraph reports that Hussain's and Khan's parents had come from the same part of Pakistan-controlled Kashmir, and the two had become close friends. Hussain was reportedly a disciple of Islamic extremist Anjum Chowdhury and his band Al-Muhajirun group, and was a key player in the Nine Lions. One of nine convicted of terrorism in 2012, Khan was sentenced to an IPP, an indeterminate sentence for public protection. However, the Court of Appeal quashed the IPP in 2013, and his sentence was converted into a term of 16 years. As per current British judicial standards, he was eligible for release on license midway through that prison term. Khan was released with an ankle tag in December 2018. Two other associates of Khan, Mohammad Shahjahan and Natsam Hussain, also had their IPPs lifted and were given fixed-term sentences after appeal. Sky News reported on Sunday that Natsam Hussain, 34, had been arrested on terrorism offences after a search of his property in Stoke-on-Trent. Hussein had also been released on licence in December 2018. Police told the broadcaster there was no information to suggest the arrest was related to the London Bridge terror attack.